Hi, this is Chien, and you're listening to Kajok, a podcast about the Asian American experience. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024, and it is 4:18 p.m. So today is the first day that I am finally feeling better. I feel the most like myself today that I felt in the last week and a half, so that is awesome. I'm still congested and feeling a little bit sick, but yeah, feeling so much better. So that's great news. So something came in the mail the other day. I don't know when it actually came because our mail situation is kind of weird right now, where Greg has to go to the post office and pick up our mail on Saturdays. You can go on Wednesdays or Saturdays, but he goes on Saturdays. And yeah, I've been waiting for my driver's license to come in the mail because I went to go get my name changed on my driver's license. And that was in our mail stash when Greg went to go pick up our mail this past Saturday. And he gave me the envelope today because I guess he forgot to give me it. And honestly, today was the best day to get it because I feel good. like I feel better physically in my body. And I have more capacity. So I opened it, and actually the first thing I looked at was the picture, which I think is normal because when you do your driver's license, when you get a new driver's license and you have to take a picture, then you want to make sure you look. I recorded a podcast episode talking about that day. But I was not prepared to get my photo taken. I felt very caught off guard. I thought I could just totally use my old photo. So I felt stressed about that. And yeah. So then I was worried about what the photo was going to look like. So then I was like, yeah. So the first thing I did was look at the photo, and I looked good. So that was really awesome to see. And I have a lot of I have body dysmorphia, and I also just have, I struggle with a negative self view. Yeah, sometimes I think I'm ugly. Sometimes I feel a lot of the time I just think, yeah, I think of myself as I think of myself as ugly. And so when I saw myself and I was oh my gosh, I look so good. I look so nice. My ID picture from before was, I don't know when I got that done. Maybe I got it done, I feel like it was relatively recently, within the last 5 years, I want to say, that I got it done. But I feel like the way I looked in that picture versus this picture, I also happened to wear earrings that day. I have no idea why. Because I haven't really been wearing earrings lately. And I wasn't wearing makeup in my last photo either, but in my last ID photo, but yeah, so I wasn't wearing makeup in this photo as well. And I happened to be wearing earrings that day. I was also dressed nicely. And yeah, I was just I'm looking at this picture, and the earrings I wore to my, the earrings I was wearing were earrings I wore to my wedding. And I don't know, when I look at this picture, the picture that I saw of, the picture that I took for my ID 5 years ago, even, and this picture, I'm just wow, those people are different. I look at her and I'm she looks I look older. I do look older, and this is the oldest I've ever looked in a photo. And I don't look old, but I just look Yeah, I look like sophisticated. Like that's how I feel when I look at this. And I just look beautiful. I look awesome. So that was nice to see that and be like, wow, I look really good. And good thing I wore my, you know, gold hoops with pearls, pearl earrings that day. That's nice that I did that. And my hair looks good. And I was afraid my hair was going to look crazy because I just like had like washed it and left the house. Like I didn't do anything to it. Not that I've been doing anything to it, but yeah, I just was so happy to see myself. And I was like, yeah, I feel like we don't see ourselves, like actually see ourselves, and we see ourselves very warped. Okay, I get to talk for myself, speak for myself. Like maybe other people have a positive, more healthy view of themselves. But yeah, I do think like human beings struggle with like seeing themselves as they are completely. And I have a tendency to like skew negatively about myself and, you know, my physical appearance. And it was just like, dang. And this, when I see this photo, I don't just see physical appearance. I just see like, this is a representation of like me after Appa died and I'm in grief and I'm trying to do something that's really important to me. And yeah, I'm not like forcing a smile that I don't want to make just because I have to take a photo for my ID. And yeah, I just see like, wow, like this person has grown so much. And this person has also been through so much. And I just see like strength and depth and beauty in this person. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful that my New York State driver's license is creating such a powerful experience for me. So after I looked at the photo, I was like, oh yeah, the name. Like that's why I did this. And I'm like, oh my God, my name. And then so to see my photo with my name, and it doesn't say Chi Un Co, and it says Chi Un Co, and it's next to my beautiful, strong, deep image of myself, I'm just like, damn, like that is me. Like this is me. Like, yeah, that name is reflective of who this person is. And this person gets to be like confident in who she is because she has reclaimed so much of herself over these last 4 years. And really since like 2017, when I lost my voice, I really feel like that was when I started to I started to go to therapy in 2018, like just so much changed in my life. And yeah, but really like, you know, these cancer years were at the end, and this grief half year so far have been completely life-changing. And, you know, throw in COVID, the spike in anti-Asian violence and racism impacting me, my, you know, Appa's cancer diagnosis impacting me. And yeah, like this woman is rooted. And I see this person and I'm like, this is a woman. You know, I don't see like a girl either. Like, yeah, wow. It's so crazy that like a photo. And maybe it's because it's in black and white too, that it just looks like extra sophisticated. But yeah, I just see like so much beauty in this person. And I also think that I look like my dad a lot. But when I look at this photo, I'm like, I actually saw my mom in this photo, which I feel like I don't often see my mom, and I see so much of my dad in my face. And yeah, it was kind of nice to be like, oh, that's kind of like reminds me of Oma. So yeah, man, but just to see my name here, like I feel like this ID is validating. And man, like, and under my photo, I have my signature. Yeah. And it's raised so I can like feel it. That's so cool too. But yeah, I have my signature, Gianco, and yeah, man, like this is so fucking awesome. I started this journey of name reclamation in 2021, and I would say my dad's cancer was a huge catalyst. Anti-Asian racism was also a huge catalyst, and specifically the Atlanta spa shootings. And in 2021, I made some really big changes in my life. I left my old church that I had been at since 2016 to 2021. I joined a new church, and most of the people at that church were Asian American. I then subsequently left that church in 2023, but it was like a critical choice for me to choose a church where I felt like I wouldn't be erased or ignored or invisible or, yeah, that where I would feel like I belong. And ultimately I didn't feel that way, but initially I did, just based on the racial experience being a shared experience. And, yeah, like I'm meeting new people for the first time, and I'm like, oh, and I'd been thinking about, like, you know, going by Gian, like, but I had never considered it before that point in my life. And I had started seeing, like, other Asian Americans, specifically Koreans, putting their Korean name in the middle of their name. So, like, Michelle Mijung Kim was somebody that I remember seeing. Like, there were some other people. I don't remember everyone, but I just remember seeing, like, oh, this seems like a trend. Like, people are, you know, or it's not a trend and people have just been doing this. Like, this is just, maybe that's just their actual legal name. And yeah, I went from like Chi Chien Ko, like that felt like, you know, something that I could do. I'm like, you know, mimicking what I'm seeing Michelle Mijung Kim, you know? And then I'm realizing, like, well, actually that doesn't, I can actually just get rid of Chi and then become Jian and be Jian, not become her, because I am her. And yeah, that was like a whole process too. Like, it started out one way and then we transitioned into, we can just get rid of that. We can get rid of the name you've been going by in non-Korean spaces for your whole, most of your life, like, you know, 30-ish years at that point. You can change it. And yeah, that was like a huge revelation. And so then, oh, that was like a whole process of figuring out, like, how to do that, and all the feelings that are coming up, and all the fears that are coming up, and all the anxieties that are coming up with the idea of reclaiming my name, and knowing that it will be difficult for me to reclaim my name. And I'm going to have to deal with like all sorts of new name trauma that I haven't had to deal with. I mean, I still had to deal with name trauma even as an adult with Chi and Chi Un Ko. But it was going to be a whole new ball game of name trauma by reclaiming Jian. I'm going like further into myself versus further away from myself to become like a Jane or something. And so, yeah, that was like a hard decision to make, because also it's like, I can just do that. Like, I can just like change my name. Like, there was so much imposter syndrome around reclaiming my name too, because like when I would introduce myself as Chien, like when I first started doing that, before I even like officially made like, I made like a video and like wrote out this whole essay. Before I did that, I was just like testing it out, you know, with people. And the first thing that I thought whenever I said, hi, my name is Chien, was, hi, my name is Chia. No, it's not. Like, that was in there. Like, no, it's not came in, like, immediately. And I just felt like so many weird things came up. Like, you're not pretty enough to be a Chien. Chien is like a beautiful name. You're a Chi. Chi, that's like silly, goofy, can't be taken seriously. Like, and it's not that like, I think this name for another person whose name is actually Chi, that that's the case for them. But for me, that's what this name had become for me. Because like people would just put it in their mouths and do whatever the fuck they wanted with it. And I didn't feel like I had the authority to tell them to stop. And I didn't feel like I also didn't have the agency to, or knowledge to like, or the courage. I did have the knowledge. I did know that other people spelled their name as J-I-E-U-N when I think I entered middle school. And yeah, it's not that I didn't have knowledge, I just didn't have courage, and I didn't think I had like the right to. And so, yeah, I felt a lot of insecurity as I was trying to go about this process, and a lot of old stuff was coming up for me and a lot of resistance because, you know, our bodies are built, our brains are built to protect us from harm and danger. And it knows, like my body knows that choosing Chien, which is like a, to white people, it's going to be a more complicated, confusing name that people are going to get wrong in like a completely different way. Like, and it's like harder for them in their brains. I don't know why. It's just one extra syllable, but it's just harder for them. And chi was also hard for them and continues to be, as I continue to use chi in the world when I go to a doctor's appointment or something. You know, I get shy, I get chai. And yeah, like, you know, my body and brain are like, why are you doing this to us? Like my inner child is like, why are you doing this to us? You know what this is, why are you doing this? Like, you don't have to do this. Like, why are you making your life harder? Like, why don't you just stay chi, you know? But like, I just was not chi, and I never really was chi. It was just a name that was given to me, and then I just had to fit it. I was forced to fit the name, but it was just never mine, which is why I just was like, yeah, call me Bob. Like, so I made the decision to reclaim my name. It took, you know, several months for me to muster up the courage to be like, okay, I'm doing this. Yes. Okay. Like, you know, there was a lot of, you know, stuff in the way, like a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of like imposter syndrome, a lot of like, who the fuck do you think you are? Just change your name. Like what, like, that's like so childish. All of that stuff. And then on New Year's Eve of 2021, so I guess New Year's Eve of 2022, December 31st, 2021, I put out a video of myself reading an essay. Like I recited the essay and I sent it out with the essay written in an email form, like a newsletter. And I sent that out. I posted the video on Instagram and I believe Facebook as well. And the email and the video were called My Name is Chien. And yeah, a lot of crazy shit came from that. Like my high school friends like freaking the fuck out and like texting me and telling me like that they had internalized my story. Like when I'm talking about racism happening to me, they're like, oh, you're talking about us. Like you're talking about us in high school. And it's like, I wasn't even talking about them, but they have their own shame that they are now projecting onto me. But I wasn't talking about them, and I'm being like wrongfully accused, like literally 30 minutes after I shared this like statement where I'm talking about reclaiming my name, and like they're more concerned about me dragging them through the mud. And that those are like literal words from their mouths. And yeah, I just like lost so many friends from that experience, all of my high school friends. And yeah, and then like some incredible things came from it as well. Like I just felt like me. Like I just felt, it was so healing for me to do that, because it was like I've always felt like growing up, I had always felt shame and like I wasn't good enough, and you know, like being Asian was like a bad thing and an embarrassing thing, and being Korean was something to be hidden away. And by claiming my name, I'm saying, hey, this is who I am. I'm not gonna split myself into two people to exist, or into like 50 people to meet this person's needs that day and that person's needs this day, and become like some fucking chameleon who just like fucking people pleases everyone, you know, and just morphs into whoever this person wants me to be, that person wants me to be. And I'm just gonna fucking be myself, because I can't pretend anymore. And like, I can't wear a mask anymore. It's too, I don't have any capacity for that, you know, with like all of the racism that I am experiencing personally in New York, and all of the shit that I'm dealing with APA. Like I can't. And I have to be my whole self. And even if, you know, like my mom was not like for me doing this, like APA was, like he wasn't against it. He was like, yeah, okay, you want to do that, you know? But my mom just felt like shame, like that she didn't name me something Anglo. And so, yeah, she was just like, why are you going backwards? You need to move forwards. Like, why don't you just pick an American name? And it's like, no, Jian is an American name. It's my name. I'm American. That means that this name is American. And yeah, it was just such a, like, for me, it was like a stand. Like, I can exist as my whole self here in this country. I do not have to cut parts of myself off and contort myself to fit in. I can be exactly as I am here. And I feel like there was a becoming of Jian, even though I have always been Jian. There was like a becoming of it as I learn how to be Jian in spaces that are not my family or Korean people. Like I'm learning, okay, oh, I'm learning, oh, can I be my whole self here? This is a lot. I feel like, oh, I'm gonna make people feel uncomfortable. Like my people pleaser self was like losing her mind as I like, you know, navigated these new spaces as Jian. And I still struggle with it. I still struggle with my name and like sharing it with white people or people who are not Asian. And it's like I'm continuing to learn how to be Jian, even though I have always been her. I have not been allowed to be her in white spaces, in non-Korean spaces. And so yeah, I'm learning. And I feel like I've like grown into this person. And like that was, you know, 2021. So I've been doing this. I've been on this journey for like almost 3 years. And yeah, like 2.5. Yeah. And I look at this picture and I'm like, this is the face of somebody who has been through this journey of life, of reclaiming her name, of taking care of her father who's dying of cancer and walking him through his dying process and his death. A woman who is grieving, a woman who has survived so much loss, a woman who has stood her ground in exactly who she is and is continuing to try her best to be all that she is and embody all that she felt that she was supposed to erase and hide away. I see that in this photo, and with this name next to her photo, I just feel like the power of reclaiming my name. And like, wow, it's been such a journey to get here from 2021 to 2024, and I made it, you know? And I've been being Chian this whole time, but I do feel like having my ID feels very official. And I didn't feel this way when I got my social security card. Like, I thought it was cool, but I just like never look at that thing. So yeah, to see this is very powerful. And now I can change my name on my, like when I go to the doctor now, they will no longer call me Chi. And so then, like, that's the last place that I've been called Chi. Like, this is the last place that, like, I have to continue to go by Chi. And now I don't have to. Now I can go by Jian everywhere. And now that can be represented everywhere. And I don't have to, like, sometimes revert back to being Chi. Like, that's so fucking cool. And yeah, I feel like that'll make me feel different too, you know? And, you know, the name trauma doesn't stop as Jian. It's like more. Like, I get it way more, which is why I was worried about reclaiming the name, because like people look at J-I-E-U-N and they're just like confused, you know? But I was like, you know, it's important for people to understand how to say other countries, like people from other countries, their names, and learn that like EU in Korean is and it's not U, right? Like, people have to learn that. And if we don't have our names to like show that, to represent the sounds of our culture, represent the names of our culture, then people will just fucking call us Grace or Jenny or whatever the fuck, right? And so, yeah, I just felt like it was really important for me to have this name, to have my name, and be a representative of myself, Korean culture, you know, my culture, my history. Like, yeah, it's incredibly important to me to have this and to be this everywhere. And now I get to, including the doctor's office. So that's fucking awesome. Or like any like official place, you know, like anytime I have to do something official, like government something, I don't fucking know, like I got this. Oh man, it feels so powerful, so cool. So yeah, definitely stoked about that. I'm really proud of myself for making the incredibly brave decision, the incredibly scary decision to reclaim my name and show up fully as myself. And like, damn, little Jian is so proud of big Jian. And I know Appa's proud of me too. And I know even though Oma will never tell me to my face that she's proud of me for doing this, I know that she probably feels pride in me too. I'm just gonna say she does. She feels pride in me too for doing this. And yeah, I'm fucking kick ass. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I feel so proud of myself and I feel so happy, and it feels like a very important moment. So I'm glad that I can mark it today by recording this podcast episode. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.